Welcome back, folks. This segment is brought to us by the Game Alert made by Hogman Outdoors and Pyramid Air, which is your one-stop shop for everything air gun related. Folks, this is Luke, and I tell you what we're going to do in this segment. I'm going to give you a recipe, one of the tastiest ways that I know to cook wild game birds or chicken. Now, I realize everybody doesn't have a quail or pheasant or chucker in their freezer, but this is a recipe. It's actually a Dutch kettle recipe that I learned, 15 years ago from Bob Hood. Now, Bob was the outdoor editor for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram for, 42 years. I know a lot of you listening probably read Bob's work. He also freelanced, just like I do, in a lot of magazines, too. But Bob was an awesome guy, one of the best friends I ever had. He passed away about 4 years ago. But he loved to do Dutch kettle cooking. He made a lot of cobbler, you know, made cobblers in a Dutch kettle. And he did a game bird recipe that I'm going to tell you about. What you want to, you'll need a Dutch kettle. Now, remember, if you don't want to cook outside, you know, a Dutch kettle, the type that you'll need for this is the one that stands up off the ground, you know, with the three legs on it. Now, you could use just a flat-bottom Dutch kettle and put it up on a couple of bricks, but you need charcoal under it or coals from a campfire, and you need charcoal on top of it. So let's assume you have a Dutch kettle with three legs. It sets up, they're only about, 4 inches above. The legs are only about 4 inches long. So if you don't have a Dutch kettle, you can do this same recipe in your oven by setting the oven at 350. So let's do this. Let's take two rolls of Ritz crackers and put them in a Ziploc bag and pulverize them. Beat them with your fist and then roll them out with a jar or whatever. Get them pulverized. So you need two rolls of Ritz crackers pulverized. Now let's take our quail. This is awesome with quail. Chucker, pheasant, any game bird, grouse. I've used it up in Colorado. I've cooked it up there with grouse. But take, you know, dress the birds, get them clean. You can cook them whole. And take one stick of butter, real butter, salted butter, and melt it in the Dutch kettle, you know. And then you'll want to grease the Dutch kettle with the butter where, you know, nothing will stick. But one melted stick of butter in there. Now take your about six quail, or maybe eight at the most is what you would fit into a average size Dutch kettle. Now if you're cooking it in the oven, you in the house there, you can use a bigger pot and cook more birds. But let's say we've got six quail. Okay, baste those in your butter, just kind of when the butter just melts before it gets real hot, roll those quail around in there. And then season them with salt and pepper, and then roll them with your Ritz cracker meal. Now, you've got some extra butter, of course, that from that stick of butter in the Dutch kettle, in the bottom of it. Now, some people use two sticks of butter, which is tasty as can be, but if you can get by with one stick. If you want to use a stick and a half just to be safe, that'll be very flavorful. Lay the quail in the bottom of your Dutch kettle. Now, you can use chicken breast, whatever your bird that you're going to cook. This is for fowl that you're cooking here. But put your quail in the bottom that have been rolled with, you know, make sure they're coated real good with the Ritz cracker crumbs. Now, okay, you won't use all of those cracker crumbs to bread the bird. So what you can do is sprinkle the rest of it over the top. It's kind of like a dressing, if you will. It's kind of a breaded dressing there that's on top. Now, season with some more black pepper and a little salt on top. Not a lot of salt, because those rich cracker crumbs are going to have some salt in them. But season, put some more black pepper on there. And take the kettle, and now if it's a number 10 Dutch kettle, let's put on top, you know, there's a recessed lid on a Dutch kettle that holds coals. Let's put about 13 charcoal briquettes on top. Now you have those briquettes going and getting gray and getting hot on the side. Put, if it's a number 10 Dutch kettle, which is about a 12 inch, I guess, Dutch kettle diameter, put about 13 charcoal briquettes. That's a pretty good average on top. Put about 7 or 8 underneath it. Scatter them around, and then let those quail cook for about, after about 50 minutes, should be very close to being done. Get you some leather gloves, vise grips is what I always use to pull that lid with. There's actually a little tool that you can buy, but I usually just use some vise grip pliers, and I'll be very careful, pull that lid off of it, and they should, after about 50, 55 minutes, they should be just perfectly done. That crust on top, which is the rich crackers, will be nice and brown. Folks, that is some of the very best bird that you can cook. Now, granted, if you want to cook it in the oven in just a thick wall pot with a lid, you can do that too. It takes about 50 minutes to an hour. At first, I told you one stick of butter. That's enough, but I think probably, I think the recipe called for one stick. I usually put a stick and a half. I've even used two sticks of butter. Makes it a little bit, not diet food, but it sure makes it tasty. So that's a recipe for you that next time you're camping out, or if you just want to cook them at home, I think when you ladle those pieces of quail or chicken breast or pheasant, whatever it may be, onto a plate, put some of those rich crackers around it and serve it with a good green vegetable. It's hard to beat, I want to tell you. It's a good way to put game birds to good use. I don't think it would work well with dark-meated birds like dove. I've never tried it with dove, but I guarantee you with quail, it's something that that you'll really enjoy. I hope you like these recipes that I give you. And, I want to remind everybody that a lot of folks listen online to our show. Well, we've changed our website up, and a good friend of mine, Jeff Rice, did an awesome job on the website. You can listen to these segments by going to catfishradio.org, O-R-G. For years and years, we were .com, but I had a problem with all that, and I thought, rather than trying to fix it, let's just go with a new website. So catfishradio.org, you can download the segments with Larry Wysoon and I, or you'll see if you go there, you can see all the different segments. You can download them one at a time, or you can just click and turn your speaker on your computer or your device and listen to it right there. A lot of people like to download it there from catfishradio.org. I usually post an outdoor cooking tip that's audio also on there. There'll be a picture of something I've cooked and then a audio, just like we did here, me talking you through it and telling you how to cook it. So I wanted to remind you of the new website, catfishradio.org.
Have you ever been down to Houston County Lake near Crockett down in deep east Texas? Some of the best fishing for a lot of different species that I know about. Crockett's Family Resort is right there on the shores. I want you to go online to crockettresort.com, or for day-to-day fishing updates or information on their campgrounds or their cabins, 877-544-8466. Folks, at the SHOT Show this year, Air Force Air Guns brought out their Texan, which is a 45 caliber big bore air rifle. I use one. I've killed an Audad, a couple, two or three wild hogs with it. I shoot it out to 100 yards. It is absolutely amazing. It develops 500 foot-pounds of energy, and I'm shooting a 350-grain bullet. Go online. Check out the whole line of Air Force Air Guns at airforceairguns.com. Folks, let me paint a picture for us. We're out in the woods watching a corn feeder. We have some type of night vision on our rifle. We're waiting for the hogs to come in. Chances are pretty good we're soon going to get tired of scanning the countryside, peering through that scope. We might even get a crick in our neck. There ought to be a better way. There is. It's called the Game Alert Module. Now, you can go online to hogmanoutdoors.com. hogmanoutdoors.com. You can go online and check it out, but basically the Game Alert works like this. A strong magnet holds it onto the bottom of your feeder, and when the hogs come up, they activate a little light. Now, the light is not shining down under the feeder. The light is looking back toward you. Just enough light that doesn't spook the hogs, but it notifies you that it's time to get that rifle up and shoot. So go online to hogmanoutdoors.com and check it out. I guarantee you this Game Alert module will make your night hunts a lot more productive and much more pleasant. Folks, that wraps our show up for today. Remember, you can go online to catfishradio.com, and there you can download the segments all this coming week if you missed something you'd like to hear again, possibly. If you have any hunting or fishing news from your area, I'd sure like to hear about it. You can email me through the website there at catfishradio.com. Until this time next week, have fun in the outdoors.